Epilogue. Karandiru DV plus 2 days. I'm not sure this is right, said Bran. The words were spoken quietly, but the weight of his disagreement spoke at far greater volume. Korax looked down at the commander and then across to the squads of raptors forming up on the ramps leading to the underground complex where the failed new men were still imprisoned.
We cannot leave them alive, Korax said heavily.
No, Lord, but...
Bran waved a hand at the raptors.
Why them?
The Primarch studied the groups of misshapen warriors gathering around their squad leaders. Nearby, their clean-limbed brother raptors watched in silence, standing guard over files of enemy soldiers being led out of the compound.
This was your assigned battle zone, Commander, said Korax.
He kept his voice quiet and calm, but he was not immune to Bran's misgivings.
I know it seems cruel, but it has to be this way. No special treatment. That's what we said.
Monsters to kill monsters, whispered Bran.
Is this what we've become?
Korax did not share his thoughts as he watched the first of the squads descending into the complex, bestial and deformed. He replayed Nathian's final act in spite of his memory.
Perhaps, he thought, this was what we have always been.
That was Ravenwood by Gav Thorpe, read by John Banks. This work is copyrighted to Games Workshop 2016.